Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Speaking of Memphis football, the AP poll is out for college football. The top 25.
Hey.
We already had the coaches poll. That came out a couple weeks back. And now the official signal of college football season rapidly approaching is that the AP poll is out as well. No shock. Memphis has received 6 votes. We should start there. They got 6 votes in the AP poll, which is that a
if you're being technically correct, you call that points. That's how many points they've got from the votes, because you know what I'm saying. Your number one team has got, you know, Clemson's got 1540. That's not 1540 votes. That's the points accumulated off their number of votes. And so anyway, Memphis has 6 points, and that would put them about 40th if you were counting there and the others receiving votes.
Votes, points. Who the hell cares? Memphis has 6 of them.
Just wanted to be technically correct.
Memphis has 6 of them. And you pointed this out. In the AP poll specifically, Memphis is the only representative to receive any votes, points, love, whatever, in the state of Tennessee.
How nice is that?
That's it. Just Memphis.
How nice is that you're the highest? Yes, it's 40th. And again, you're in the others receiving votes category, same as you are in the coaches poll. But, Memphis is 40th with the 6 points, as John points out, and you're the highest ranked team from Tennessee. How about that? Can we talk about that? Tennessee gave quite the jabs from Knoxville, man, when it came to basketball this season. You remember, because of the outcome, obviously, and they had a very experienced team. Rick Barnes and that ball squad comes out of here with a win. But you don't hear a peep from them folks anymore about football and Memphis being its little brother in football. Oh, no, we wouldn't want to play y'all.
Now, they've shifted their focus to basketball.
Them folks, they got 1 point in the coaches' poll, John. Now, that still put them behind Memphis in the coaches' poll that was already out, but didn't even get a point in the AP poll. I don't know. They've got all the money in the world. We talked about it with Tony. I mean, they can get back at some point, right? And we expect good things from Pruitt. I think most of us do. But my gosh, what kind of world we living in where Tennessee can't even get an AP vote, John? Not 1 point.
Yeah.
Memphis, your highest ranked program out of this state.
Crestfallen.
Take that.
Crestfallen, you would say, for Tennessee. Yeah. I mean, I also saw like this map of college football. I think it was CBS Sports. Memphis was like, it was like the best team in every state, right? And it was like, it was bizarro world, because in Tennessee, it was Memphis. And in Arkansas, it was Arkansas State.
Good grief.
I mean, like
times have changed.
Oh, my Lord.
And you know what? Like, it's probably, like, at this point in time, it's probably right to say that Memphis is the best team in the state of Tennessee and Arkansas State is the best team in the state of Arkansas. You know? It just is. Right now.
Both those programs down.
Yeah.
We expect, I mean, I have more hope for Tennessee than I do for Arkansas.
Because historically, Tennessee, I mean.
It's former. I mean, come on. I mean, that's my Tennessee growing up in the 90s, obviously. That was a Tennessee that every year we talked about it was a national championship contender. You felt like, or even if you weren't, you're right there at the top of the SEC. And, John, we've asked the question you just did again. I'd asked it before. Can you ever get back to that? Tennessee's got all the resources to do it. So you figure at some point, and again with Fulmer, a guy who was leading it back then, in that chair now as AD, you'd figure the demand is there to get it back. And so you feel like the demand's there. I still have hope that they can, again, it may never be that back to that level, but
Right. Surely
with all the money they've got up there, they can improve on this mess.
I think so. Okay, so let's just go through the top 10 here really quickly. Clemson is number 1. We knew that. Alabama right behind, number 2. Georgia is number 3. Oklahoma with Jalen Hurts is number 4. Ohio State 5. LSU 6. Michigan 7. Florida 8. Notre Dame 9. And Texas 10. So
1 through 10, I think, is the exact same as the coaches' poll.
And 1 through 10 is the, you know, I mean, it's the freaking power brokers of college football.
Where's the beef? That's where the beef is.
You know, yep. I mean, I do think this. I am so... It's weird. I don't know why my brain is programmed like this, but I am happy to see Florida back. Like, I just think college football is a better sport when Florida is good. I don't know if that's true or not. That's just how I feel internally. And Dan Mullen's got them in a really good place right now, early on. I think maybe earlier than people might have expected.
And then we're looking at the AAC. They've got UCF in the AP poll is 17th, which I believe they were at the exact same spot, John. And the coaches poll, if you're looking at AAC, they're obviously your highest rated representative. You've got Cincinnati in that others receiving votes just like Memphis. A little bit ahead, Cincinnati is 34th in the AP poll. I think they're 38th in the coaches. So you sort of see it setting up the way we think it would be. UCF's due for a step back. Their ranking is based on what they've it just feels that way. Their ranking is based on what they've accomplished the last 2 years. Watch that Cincinnati team. Fickell's got almost everything back. I want to tell you they were 11-2 last year, 11-win team last year. They've got everything back, and we know Memphis has obviously been picked to win the West. We expect the Tigers to challenge for an AAC title this year. So by the end of the season, I think you could see UCF out of there and maybe Cincinnati and Memphis both in.
So over at Bet Online, Brett McMurphy posted this over the weekend. They've released their AAC odds, like who's going to win the AAC. UCF is a dominant favorite. Like, it's basically damn near 1-1. That they're going to win the league. Memphis is at 3-1, so they have the second best odds in the league. And you know, I hemmed and hawed about that because you know, I think that's true. I think Memphis does have the second best chance of winning the conference. But you know, you haven't seen that reflected in the votes so far, whether it's the AP or the coach. So I feel like the odds should be a little bit worse for Memphis. You know, because I would love to hammer that. You know what I mean? Like, 3-1 feels like, yeah, that's about.
Do you have Cincy on that list? Are you looking at it?
On the bet? Yeah, they're 6-1.
They got to be third.
They're
best,
tied with
right?
Houston.
Okay,
six to one.
Tied with Houston.
Yeah, they're tied with Houston for 6-1. USF is 8.5-1. And then you get into the crumb bums and the, you know, to the Tulsas and the Navies and the East Carolinas of the world.
I had this, most of it ready for the rundown. We're going to get a little bit into it. But Tigers had their second scrimmage on Saturday up in Jackson. It sounded like. We got a chance to talk to Mike Norvell last week, ask him what you're looking for in it coming off that first scrimmage a couple Saturdays ago.
Yep.
Sounded like that offense did what it needed to do, which after a slow start a couple Saturdays ago, Brady White looked good, had a couple of touchdown drives on the first two series, looked crisp, that offensive line, which I think in terms of position groups has the most question marks. You're replacing three guys on that line led by Goodwin and Dustin Woodard.
Yep.
They played well, John. Apparently opened up some bigger running holes, and so sounded like it was a good Saturday scrimmage for the Tigers. That offense looked a little bit sharper.
Yeah, now we were talking a little bit off the air, and you kind of made the point that, you know, they can't – and I think this is probably true for 96% of college football programs, but if, you know, if Brady White's, you know, God forbid, sprain an ankle or something along those lines.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Adair, that was the point.
Their backup quarterback situation is not great.
It's not settled, that's for
and
sure.
And it really hasn't been
Connor
in a long
Adair probably
time.
Ends up being the guy, but he didn't look great on Saturday. And so I don't know if you're super confident in sort of that backup.
Right.
You know, that's, we probably should have asked Mike that last week and
sort
of how that was coming out. Now, Connor Adair looked sharp last week, but this week not as sharp. And then Markevion, the other quarterback, you know, it's a little shaky behind Brady. You do not want him you don't want him going down this season, no question about that, John.
Yeah, so.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.